everyone. Welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Ms. Linda McGee, who is the Executive Director of the Ouachita Council on Aging here in Monroe. Ms. Linda, today we are going to talk about the various myths and misconceptions that we have about aging. What do you think is the biggest misconception that people have?
Well, I have my own favorite on that. There are many myths of aging that we could discuss, but the biggest one that I think is the one that says that physical disabilities are all caused by disease and not the aging process. I think the aging process is really what happens mm-hmm. to us. I think as we get older, things just happen. You may not want them to, but I've had many people say, why did that happen? Well, it's just part of the aging process. And I think that's what happens to us. I know that as I've gotten older, I've seen changes that have happened to me. I've not been ill or anything, but when you get to be around 40, you start losing your eyesight a little bit.
Tell me about it. See
the phone book that we used to have. We don't even have phone books anymore these days, but another change that's happened. Aging is really the sum of all the normal changes that happen during the aging process. So I just think, that's a big myth that people have, that certainly some things are caused by diseases. Of course they are.
But aging is really a process, what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Aging is a process that goes on, and aging begins, with conception,
That's true.
And then goes all the way through, through to the end of our life. And a lot of people, they have to think of death as mm-hmm. a part of life, I think. And once you do that and realize that, then things are much easier, I think, too.
True. One of the other things that we hear very often are, as we get older, we become grumpier. How true or false is that?
No. Older people aren't all grouchy. We have a good, we have, and that's evidence at the senior center that we have at Ouachita Council on Aging. We have people that are so animated, so, as I like to say, invested in life. They come to do line dancing. They come to do exercise and all different kinds of things. And they're not grouchy at all. And part of that is because they are socializing with one another. I just might add here, we are a social model, not a medical model. And so the seniors that we see come to the senior center, for the most part, they're not grouchy at all. And I just think that's a stereotype that maybe came partially with different movies that came along, like Grumpy Old Men and things like that, and that younger people might, have that perception, but it's certainly not what I've seen.
Well, Ms. Linda, do you also think that we stereotype people? Now, if I'm feeling sick someday, then I will not be the best company around. And as we age, we do have the good and the bad days.
Absolutely, we have good and bad days. And, that's something else. In working with the aging population over the years, you do find that somebody will come into the senior center and they'll say, I'm just not feeling too good today. Well, they're not going to be laughing and right. having a good time that day. But things, as I said, just occur with the aging process. But after all, don't younger people have good and bad days too?
Very true. We forget that.
Yes, you do forget that. But they do as well. That happens, I think, in all segments of the population.
What about myths about relationships, dating, and so on?
One of the big myths, I think, is you bring up dating and it made me think about the myth about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something maybe people don't like to talk about a whole lot, and especially, around the aging population, because they didn't talk about things like that too much.
True.
For a long time ago, they just didn't, that wasn't out there maybe as much as it is now. But that is also a big myth, that people that are aging are not interested in sex anymore. They are. Okay. And that can really even go on even into the 90s. The only problem is that maybe the woman would not have someone to have sex with because we lose the men quicker than we
that
do.
That is very true,
the women,
because we
you
do
know.
Statistics do yeah. show that women outlive men.
Yes, yes, that's true. And so, you know, that might be one of the problems. You know, another part of that is that younger people just don't want to talk about their parents or their grandparents, you know, having
yes,
sex. They just
yes.
don't want to talk about it.
Very
so
true.
I think, you know, that's where part of that comes from.
What about misconceptions about the ability of older people in terms of being able to make decisions for themselves, in terms of mm-hmm. making the right judgment calls?
Mm-hmm.
It is a well-known fact that very often older folks get scammed.
Yes. There are two things you mentioned there, and both of which are myths, I think. And one is the scam thing. Just as many younger people get scammed as older people. And I was talking with a staff member not too long ago about that, and I said, you know, remember the Bernie Madoff thing? It was a scam
mm-hmm.
that went on, and it was the younger people and the middle-aged people that got scammed there. I think that probably the thing about the of older people being scammed so much is we do hear more about them being targeted more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but as far as them really being scammed more, no, I don't think that, you know, that's the case. You just have to think about that maybe you're seeing more about older people because people feel bad about an older person being scammed, so you see that in the news more.
What about myths relating to memory and the ability to recall events and
right.
Happenings?
Well, as far as brain power is concerned, the elderly still have that brain power. Now, the problem is they might not be as quick to do something. Doesn't mean they can't do it. They just might not be able to solve a problem quite as quickly. But once they have the opportunity to sit down and think about it, then the knowledge that they've gained over the years will be there, and they can solve a problem. There's no problem with that at all. It's just the quickness with which they do it.
What about the fact that the elderly individuals get more abused and neglected? So does it reflect on their ability, or does it reflect on the caregiver's nature to abuse or neglect?
I think there are many different kinds of abuse. So when you have an elderly person that's being abused financially, I would certainly put that on the, you know, on the caregiver, because we see that some. We're not, I mean, it's a confidential issue, of course, when we get reports like that. But usually it's someone who is not a part of the family. You know, someone just associated with them as far as caregiving is concerned. Now, we don't see a whole lot of abuse like, you know, beatings or anything mm-hmm. like that. We seldom see that. Most of the abuse that we see at the Council on Aging is financial abuse, you know, or self-neglect. That's one of the biggest things that we see, I think, is an older person who maybe is living alone and does not have any family or anything and just slowly lets themselves, you know, we call it self-abuse. It might be someone that doesn't know how to keep their house clean, doesn't, you know, get out much or anything like that. And that's self-neglect.
And it also could be related to depression, you know.
Oh,
just
absolutely.
Living by yourself absolutely. Can be very depressing.
Yeah. There are issues that we face as we age, that cause depression, such as loss of a spouse mm-hmm. or another family member. It could even, you know, be something like the spouse having Alzheimer's disease or dementia or certain things like that. So, yes, depression is there in older people. And I think the problem that we have with depression in older people is that they don't want to admit that there might be a mental issue there. That's a, you know, stigma that
so
they've always felt about.
So they're kind of in a denial.
Absolutely. Yeah, in denial. And what we've done with those kinds of things is tried to have someone come in and speak with them, maybe in a whole room full of people where no one was really felt like they were, you know, being the one talked to, but then offered some counseling for them, you know, afterwards if they wanted to take advantage of it.
So, Ms. Linda, to wrap this up, how would you like our audience to perceive old age?
I think I would like for our audience to perceive old age as a lifelong process, which I think I said earlier begins at conception and ends with death, of course. But aging is just the end of that, you know, process of life. It's part of life, and we have to accept that, I think, as part of life. But I might also say that I'd like for people to view aging as a fun part of their life that they can really enjoy if they keep active and participate in different events and things. Of course, we'd love to have them at the Council on Aging, where we have the senior center, and they do exercise and fun things like line dancing and participate in lunch every day. And I think the people that do that are the ones that you see that are, as I've used my phrase before that I love, is invested in life. If they keep invested in life by, you know, having a fun time, retaining a sense of humor, and they'll do that if they'll keep active, I think, you know, I'd like for people to really understand aging as just part of the life process, and one that can be fun and not necessarily sad.
Thank you so much for being here, Ms. Linda. Really enjoy talking to you. My guest for today was Ms. Linda McGee, who is the Executive Director of the Ouachita Council on Aging in Monroe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.